My name is Michael Obey. I'm an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and I welcome you on to our training. Tonight, I'm going to talk about how to become a master recruiter, how to invite in this business. And for those of you who don't know me, I've been with the company Ambit now about next month, it'll be 5 years. And 5 years ago, when I started this business, I had about 100 to 110 hours of work on my plate. I own multiple different types of businesses. I own three Carvel ice cream franchises. I had a mortgage company, credit company, construction company, a couple dozen rental properties. And basically, I started this business probably 3 to 5 hours a week. And I only had time in probably 10 to 20 minute increments at a time. So I had to become very good at inviting. So we're going to talk tonight about how to invite people to see a presentation. So the name of this training is How to Become a Master Recruiter. And the first thing I was doing out there to do is Master Recruiter is sponsoring people into the business. But the first step, what we want to do is before you go into making phone calls to get people to see the presentation, you need to be mentally prepared in this business. You know, Ambit's only a $429 business, but you need to treat this business like you invested $429,000 in the business. Treat it seriously. So the little time that I did put into Ambit, I know it wasn't that much. It was only 3 to 5 hours a week, but that time that I did put into Ambit, I was real serious about it. I was really focused. I was in the right mental mindset when I started working the business. All right. Now, every time you go out there and with Ambit, you need to be have the mental mindset, and what I mean by that is you need to be 100% confident. You know, you got to be 100% confident in yourself, and you got to be 100% confident in Ambit Energy, because when you're going to a prospect, whether it's for a potential consultant or a potential customer, you have to believe in yourself. You got to believe in Ambit Energy, and if people sense that you're not a believer, they sense weakness in you, and they sense doubt. Nobody is ever going to join you. One of the best things I do when I go out there and I personally sponsor people into the business, I try to sell myself. You know, I let people know that I'm here to help them, here to support them. My confident level is 100%, if not higher. So people want to see that about you. You have to have a great attitude about this, and people will notice that. See at the bottom, it says it's 85% about you and 15% about the presentation. Listen, we all go out there, we all show the same DVD, we all show the same website video, Energy 526, why Ambit works. We all get people to see the presentation somehow. So why do some people have a better success at recruiting than others if it's the same presentation? Because it's 85% about you, about the individual. Your people that are out there, you're showing this to, have to believe in you. They want to see your confidence level. They want to see if you're a believer or not. And if they sense doubt, they sense that you're not a believer, people are not going to join you. So you have to first work on your mental mindset first and go into every appointment saying, you know what? I'm 100% believer in the company. I'm a believer in myself. I could do this. I'm going to make it work. And then you go out there and show the presentation, and you'll start seeing how so many more people will start joining your team. I now sponsored, I guess, somewhere close to 160 people myself as consultants. But I get people to believe in me as a leader, as a business partner, and it's a big, huge part of me. My business personally. Now you got to think, how does your prospect view you? Just think about it. Your prospect is sitting there saying, hey, this presentation looks great, but you know, do I want to become partners with Mike Obey? You know, do I feel like I could become successful with Mike Obey? And at the bottom it says, do I feel like I can make money with this person as my sponsor? So these are the questions that are going, these are the thoughts that are going through your prospect's mind. So if you're a total outright negative person, that prospect might be thinking, hey, this presentation is great, but I don't want to be around his negativity. He's always negative. He's always complaining about something. People want to be around positive and full of energy people, excited people, and they want to be around somebody who they view as a leader, somebody who they feel that they can make money with. You know, after I do presentations, sometimes I actually ask my prospect, I say, John, do you feel, after seeing me do the presentation, do you feel comfortable bringing me to 10 or 20 of your family members and friends as your business partner and helping you do the presentation? And they always say yes, because I get people to believe in me. It's a huge, huge part of this. So start changing your thinking, your belief level, and be more confident and be more positive, and you will see how many more people will join you in becoming consultants. Well, it all starts with the written list, and a lot of people think, well, hey, I'm a new consultant now, and I'm trying. I got all these people I want to share, and they think that just by having people's names in their cell phone or trying to remember people's names is a written list. It's not, folks. It's not a written list. I'll tell you what a written list is. Go out there and spend $2, $3. Buy a brand new notebook. Buy a brand new notepad. If you like using a computer, create a Word document. Create an Excel spreadsheet. It's something that you has to be neat and organized, something that you can make notes next to, basically where you can go out there and write down John Smith's name, the date you showed John the presentation, if John said yes or he said no, did you show him a DVD, did you bring him to an in-home presentation, and you can write notes. If John says no right now, call me back in 6 months, you can make a note next to it. You have to be neat, you have to be organized with your written list. And if you don't have one at this point, well, today's your new fresh start. Go out there, get a new list, start making the list, be neat, be organized about it, and you'll see. Treat this like a real business, and you'll be a lot more successful. So get the list, and don't rush through the list the wrong way. This is a very common mistake that people make. They make this big long list of 50 names, 100 names, 200 names, and they burn through the list all the wrong way. Now, it's not a race on how quick you can get through your list. Even though, yes, we want to go out there and sponsor and build a team as quick as possible, but would you rather take a list of 200 and burn through 200 real quick and get nobody out of 200, or one out of 200, or two out of 200? Or would you rather go out there and get 30 out of 200, or 40 out of 200? There's a right way and a wrong way. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So if you're going through your list, folks, and you've been doing this, and you try calling 10 people, 20 people, and you haven't gotten anybody to see a presentation, if you haven't gotten anybody to join after 10, 20 people, there's something wrong that you're doing. We have to go out there and help you tweak it to get it right. So you don't want to rush through your list the wrong way. And what I mean by that, these are two common mistakes that people do, and it does not work. Do not send out a mass email. Don't go through all your email contacts and write some professional email saying that you started a business and you want to get them to help people save money or get consultants. No matter what you say in that email, it does not work. Do not send out a text message. It does not work, folks. It doesn't work. This is the easy way out. People will take the easy way out, and don't be one of them because it does not work. I've been doing this now almost 5 years. I know what works, I know what doesn't work, and I'm telling you, I've been through it myself. I've been through it with a lot of consultants, so I know what works and I know what doesn't work. So this is the easy way out. Why? Because if you're sending somebody a text message, it's so easy for that person to say no. They could type back, not interested. If maybe they don't answer your text message or email, then you're thinking, oh man, did they even get my text message? Yeah, they probably got it. They're just ignoring it. This business, folks, is built on personal invitations. So you want to go through your list the right way. And one way is not through text messages or email. Do you ever think Donald Trump would do a $1 million real estate deal by sending out a text message to a potential buyer or a potential seller? It would never, never happen. So don't go out there and do it. These are common mistakes. You could burn through your list of prospects real quick, all the wrong way, and then you're out of your list of people to go out there and talk to the right way. Do not try to explain this business to people. Do not. This is probably one of the biggest mistakes, if not the biggest mistake, what people do. People join AMIT, they get excited, and what is the first thing they do? They pick up the phone and they try to start explaining the business over the phone to people. It does not work, okay? AMBIT, we have an incredible presentation, which I'm going to speak about in a little bit. So use the tools, use the DVD, use the website video, use an experienced upline person to do the presentation for you, but do not go out there and try to explain this business. Do not try to convince people to join. People always say, Mike, don't we want to get people to join? I say we do. But you got to go into this business knowing that everybody we show this presentation to, we are not going to go 100%. It's not going to happen. I don't care if I sit down with Jerry Thompson and Chris Chambliss and give the best presentation in the world. We are not going to go 100 for 100 because obviously some people just won't do this. So the key in this business is not to convince people to join. It's to convince as many people as possible to look at an AMBIT business presentation. So don't try to convince. Here's what you want to find out. Now, you're sitting in your house, wherever you are, where you're going to start doing your internet business. And a good way to do it, folks, is to block out time. You know, if you work daytime at your job, you might say, okay, I get home from work at 6 o'clock. I'm going to eat dinner, spend some time with the family. So from 7 o'clock, 7:30 to 8:30, I'm going to spend an hour basically inviting people to see the presentation. So block out time. Go into your office. Go into a quiet spot where you can get into that right mental mindset. You know, get your mind right. Go say, okay, I have my list in front of me. I'm going to start making calls, you know, and have the right mental mindset first. So now take out your list of people. What do you want to do now? You want to start going down your list one at a time, not sending text messages, not sending emails. You want to pick up the phone and you want to give a personal invitation to somebody. Okay, this is a personal relationship type business. And all you want to find out is, it's not how do I convince somebody to join. It's you want to get somebody to see a presentation. So if you want to find out if someone is open to making money, and I'm going to give you a few examples in a few moments, but you want to find out if someone is open to making money. Because out of your list of 50 people, maybe 10 of them are not open to making money. So those people were going to be asked to become customers. And then maybe the other 40 people, we're going to show them a presentation. So first you want to find out who is open to making money. And here's all we want to find out. Once someone is open to making money, and I'm going to give you a few examples, you want to make an appointment. You want to buy time from people. And what I mean by that is, so let's say you start doing your invitation process and somebody tells you, yes, I am open to making money. At that point, you say, great, I need about 40 minutes of your time. See, now you got to go into every person knowing based upon where these people live. You know, so if you live in New York City and the prospect that you're calling is in California, obviously you can't drive out to California like that. So the person in California would have to get on and see an online presentation that somebody might do in a web room. They have to see Energy 526 video presentation. They have to see a Why Ambit Works video. So you have to know when I'm making these calls, based upon where the person lives, if they say yes, their options are open about making money, what's my next step? You don't want to get in a phone call and the person says, yes, I do want to make some extra money. And then you're not sure what step to do next. So if the person in California says, yes, I'm interested in making additional income, at that point, you want to direct them to your website at a specific time. One thing you do not want to do is don't say, great, John, here's my website. Go check it out. Don't want somebody to go check out your website, okay? You want them to go to your website at a specific appointed time to look at a business presentation. You want to get them to look at a business presentation. So everything I do is by appointments. Whether I'm meeting someone face-to-face, which I do most often, all day long. I meet people at 9 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. All day long, I'm meeting people on appointments. If they're not local, I will then make an appointment with somebody in California at 7 p.m. to see the presentation with them at 7 p.m. And at that time, I'm going to direct them to my website at a specific time. I make an appointment. I never tell somebody, here's my website. Go check it out at your convenience. It does not work. They will never see it. If somebody tells me, yes, they are open to seeing an opportunity, great, John. What time works best for you? Does 7 o'clock work or does 8 o'clock sound better? Mike, 7 o'clock is fine. Great, John. I'm going to call you at 7 p.m. sharp. Make sure you're in front of a computer with internet and speakers. I'm going to walk you through a few steps on the internet. So you want to make an appointment and then give them the website to show them the presentation. See, buy time. Once somebody tells you that they're open, we want to set the appointment and we want them to take time to make that appointment. We want to block out time. See, everybody in life is busy. I'm busy, you're busy, your prospects are busy. Everybody has a job, everybody has family activities, everybody has to sleep. So time is valuable for people. So you want to get each person to commit to a time slot. Once you could get them to give you time away from their job and away from their family to look at the presentation, at that point it's simple, folks, because then it becomes a numbers game. Some people say yes to Ambit and some people say no to Ambit. So find out if people are open to making money, make an appointment, buy time, and we're going to show them the presentation. So I'm going to start giving you a few examples on how we go out there and show this. So when is the right name to cross off? When is the right time to cross a name off your list? I do not cross a name off my list until that prospect sees the entire presentation. I do whatever it takes to get somebody to see it. If you start talking to somebody, or let's say you talk to somebody in the past, maybe you were doing this wrong, okay, for a point in time. You were doing it wrong. You went to some people when you first started, and you tried to talk to them and explain Ambit to them, and you did it the wrong way, and you crossed your name off the list. Well, reevaluate your list. I would go back to people. And I'm going to teach you a few methods. Do whatever it takes and do not cross off a name until that person sees an entire business presentation. Okay? If somebody said that they heard about Ambit, well, great. You haven't seen the presentation yet. You want to do whatever you can to see the presentation. So do not cross off a name off your list until they see that entire presentation from start to finish. That's the only way someone can evaluate this business opportunity if they see it from start to finish is the only way this works. All right, I'm going to go over a real simple invite now. This is something that you could use on a friend, a family member, a neighbor, a coworker. Almost anybody that you have that you know their name, that you know their phone number, that you might bump into, it's real simple. It works, okay? And it's just, I call it almost like a four-part invite here. So the first thing I tell somebody, I'm going to go over my invite, and then I'm going to come back and tell you why I say certain things. And just listen to the words that I say here. So let's say I call up my friend Tom, and Tom lives in Pennsylvania. I call my friend Tom. Tom's on my list, so I'm sitting in my office. I'm sitting in a quiet spot. I have my written list in front of me. I'm getting in the right mental mindset. I'm calling this guy. I'm excited about this. I put a big smile on my face. Folks, just think about it. If you smile sometimes before you talk, people will sense your excitement through the telephone. You do not want to be a negative, blah, blah, boring person. You want people to hear the excitement, the urgency, the passion, the everything in your voice. So let's say I call up my friend Tom. Hey Tom, how's it going? This is Mike Obey. Oh, I'm doing good, Mike. How you been? Haven't heard from you in a while. I'm doing good, Tom. You know, everything's doing well. How's your family doing? I do some small talk first, and then I get right into it. Hey Tom, I want to ask you something real quick. Sure, Mike. Hey Tom, listen, I started a part-time business recently. I'm really excited about it. Not sure if it's something that you would be interested in. But do you keep your options open on making more money? I'll say it again. Tom, I started a part-time business recently. I'm really excited about it. Not sure if it's something that you would be interested in, but do you keep your options open on making more money? Now, if you heard my invite, it was probably about 20 to maybe 30 seconds long. It's short, it's simple. Now, if you heard my invite, I did not once mention Ambit Energy. I didn't mention electricity. I didn't mention gas. I didn't mention customers, consultants, saving money, free energy. I did not mention Jerry Thompson. I didn't mention deregulation. I didn't mention nothing. Nothing. My invitation is short, it's simple, it's to the point. My main thing is I want to find out if the person is open to making money. Now, I'm going to go back over why I say everything. Tom, I started a part-time business. Now, I love the word part-time. I use it every day. I constantly teach it to my team and everybody, the word part-time. Why? I say, Tom, I started a part-time business. Because if I just say I started a new business, that person, your prospect, is thinking, well, I already have a job. I can't start a whole new business. Well, I already have one business. I can't start another business. So I say I started a part-time business because your prospect can now visualize themselves doing something part-time. Because you always hear people say, oh, he's a part-time real estate agent. He's a part-time construction worker. He's a part-time this. He's a part-time that. And people could visualize doing themselves on a part-time basis. So I started a part-time business. I'm really excited about it. And when I talk to people, people always tell me, Mike, I've never seen you so excited about something. They see my enthusiasm about this and they sense it in the phone call when I'm making it. And then I say something like, this may or may not be for you. Or I'm not sure if this is something that you would be interested in. I'm not sure if it would be for you. Okay, you could say it's the same thing but three different ways. Use it however you like. What this does is it's telling the prospect that hey, it may or may not be for you. So it's they're not forced into being doing this. Where I'm going to show it to them and it may be for you, Tom, or it may not. So it's giving them an out that if they do take a look at it, They're not forced to do this, but they can say no. And the last thing I say is the most important. Tom, do you keep your options open on making more money? This is the most important. Tom, do you keep your options open on making more money? Do you keep your options open on new business opportunities? All right, you could say however, whatever wording you like. Now, I'll just run through it from the top one more time. Hi, Tom, how's it going? Small conversation. Tom, I started a part-time business. I'm really excited about it. It may or may not be for you, but do you keep your options open on making more money? Do you keep your options open on new business opportunities? Now, once a person says yes, they are now giving you permission to show them what you have to offer. What does that mean? Do not explain to them Ambit Energy. Don't go through everything right now. See, Ambit gave us incredible tools to basically help us go out there and do the presentation for us. So don't ruin it at this point. You've been doing great so far. You have everything in place, but you don't want to ruin it at this point. The average person will give in and try to start talking right now and explaining it to people, and it does not work. Believe me, it does not work. Once they say yes, their options are open, say, great, Tom. Do you have now? Remember, know going into every phone call you make, based upon where the person lives and what your schedule is like, are you going to meet this person face-to-face and sit down with them and show them a DVD? Do you want to invite them to an in-home presentation at your house? Do they live in California or a different state and you have to direct them to your website? So you have to know going in where you're going to direct them if they say yes. And I believe if you give this invite properly like that and you sound positive about yourself, you sound full of energy, 95% of people will say, yes, I'm open to making more money. So now if the person lives in a different state, say, great, Tom, do you happen to be sitting in front of a computer right now? Well, no, I'm not. Okay, folks, do not, I personally don't ever give out my website until that person agrees to be sitting in front of a computer and they have about 30 to 40 minutes time put aside. Don't ever say, here's my website, just go check it out and give me a call if you're interested. Folks, it does not work. You'll get maybe 1% of people to go and watch that website and watch it the proper way. 1% if you're lucky. It doesn't work. So now if Tom is in Pennsylvania and I'm in New York, I'll say, great, Tom, your options are open. That's terrific. Tom, do you happen to be sitting in front of a computer right now? Yes, I am, Mike. Tom, do you have about 30 to 40 minutes time put aside right now? Well, no, I don't. Okay, Tom. Well, when do you have about 30 to 40 minutes time you could put aside? Does 9:30 tonight work or does 10:30 tonight sound better? And I wait for an answer. I usually give a multiple choice of times, okay, because if I just say does 7:30 work, no, it doesn't work. I usually say does 9:30 work or does 10:30 sound better? Does 7 work or does 8 o'clock sound better? I usually give a person two different options and they usually pick one of them. They say, well, Mike, tonight's really no good. Okay, tomorrow, does 10 o'clock a.m. work or does 11 o'clock sound better? And make them commit to a time. Make them commit to an appointed time for the CETA presentation. So now, if Tom says, well, tomorrow 10 a.m. is good, okay, great, Tom. I'm going to schedule it. I have my iPhone out right now. I'm open to my calendar. I'm going to schedule in for 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, April 9th at 10 a.m. I'm going to call you at 10 a.m. sharp. Just make sure you're in front of the computer and make sure you have internet access. I'm going to walk you through a few steps on the internet. Don't give them the website too early because then they're going to watch it at their convenience and they will never get around to it. You want to be in control of this. You want to set the time. You want to set the appointment. And you want to walk them through your Energy 526 website, your Why Ambit Works website. And now you call them back at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Now you give them your Energy 526 website. You already told them that they need 30 to 40 minutes time put aside. And don't just give them the website and rush off. Let them type it up in their Internet Explorer. Let them type it up. Let them get to the right website and say, okay, what do you see? Well, I see Ambit Energy. I see a video screen. Okay, great, Tom. You're in the right spot. Here's what you want to do. In a minute, you're going to click on play, and you're going to watch a series of six short videos. They all last about 3 to 4 minutes apiece. I'm going to call you back in about 25 minutes, the 25-minute presentation. Now, you see what I did, folks? Just think about the difference. If I would have said, "Hey Tom, here's my website, go check it out," he will never get to that presentation. He will never know that it's 25 minutes. He might watch bits and pieces, and your chances are very, very slim to none. But I made a scheduled appointment. I found out he was open. I got to him at the exact appointed time at 10 a.m. I walked him through the website properly, and my chances of him seeing that presentation, because I prepared him that it's a six-part video, 25 minutes, my chances of him watching it are going to be very, very good. And it works. Now, if the person lives close by, you want to make your appointment based upon you meeting the person face to face. And that's what I choose to do the most. That's my best success ratio, is meeting people face to face. They see the whites in my eyes, they see the big fat smile on my face, they know how happy I am about this, how passionate I am about it, and I get people to see it. People believe in me, I'm confident about it, I sell myself, I show the presentation, and I let the tools do all the work. It really does work. Now, I'm going to give you another invite. When I have my list of people on my list, I have a category that if somebody is older than me, or they're more successful than me, or they're both older and more successful, I'm going to use a similar invite but change it up a little bit different. So I'll put it this way, I'm 35 years old. All right, my next door neighbor to the right of me is a 55-year-old multimillionaire businessman, self-made entrepreneur. So this person, Bob, is older than me. And he's more successful than me. So now I'm gonna go and approach Bob, but I do it in a little bit different way. Now I just want you to listen to my invite. You could time me if you want. It's probably around 30 to 35, 40 seconds, maybe the most. It's short, it's simple. Listen to my wording, listen to what I say, and listen to what words I don't use either. So now, let's say I call Bob on the phone, or I see Bob outside washing his car or walking his dog. So let's say I call Bob up on the phone. "Hey Bob, it's Mike Obie from next door. How you doing, Mike? How you doing, Bob?" "Oh, I'm doing great, Mike. How are you? How was your weekend? Oh, everything was good. Hey Bob, listen, I wanted to ask you something real quick." "Yeah, sure, Mike." "Hey Bob, listen, I just started a part-time business recently. I'm really excited about it. But you know, Bob, I wanted to get another businessman's point of view. And you were by far the first guy I really thought about because, number one, we've been family friends for forever. I know you and my parents know each other a long time. And I always admired you and respected you as a business person. You think you can give me about 30 minutes' time that I could actually show you what I'm doing? And maybe you can give me a couple pointers and some suggestions on how to go out there and build this business? You think you could help me out with that, Bob?" And I wait for an answer. What do you think Bob is going to say? I will bet anybody that 99% of the Bobs out there will say, "Sure, Mike, I'll take a look and give you a couple pointers and some suggestions." Unless it's the rudest man or woman in the world, that person is going to say yes. I basically told Bob that I started a part-time business. I'm really excited about it, but I wanted to get another businessman's point of view. And because we've been family friends for 20, 30 years, 10 years, and I admired him and respected him as a business person, would you do me a big favor and let me just show you what I'm doing? And maybe you can give me a couple pointers and some suggestions and help me out. I could almost guarantee you that that person will say yes every single time. Every time. Now, it was probably 30 to 40 seconds, my invite. Again, I did not mention ambient energy. I didn't mention electricity. I didn't mention gas. I didn't mention customers, consultants, 429, free energy, deregulation. I didn't mention none of that stuff. I did not mention none of them. What is my objective? My objective is not to convince Bob to join. My objective is to buy time. I'm trying to get time out of Bob's busy schedule, away from his family, away from his work, to sit down with me at an appointed time, and I'm going to show Bob a DVD. I'm going to take the Success From Home magazine, take the DVD, put it in a DVD player, and I'm going to hit play. Bob might come back and say, "Wow, Mike, this is spectacular. How do I become a consultant?" Great, sign him up. Folks, it happens all the time. It happens. Bob might come back and say, "Mike, this looks incredible, but you know what? I'm ready to move to Florida. I'm ready to retire, but my son would love this. Well, my manager at the restaurant would love this." Great, you go show them. Bob might come back and say, "Mike, you know what? It's just not for me, you know, but here's a couple pointers." Folks, that's okay too. Every person is not going to say yes. The key is to show the presentation to as many people as possible. Some will say yes and some will say no. It's a numbers game. You want to just show it to the person over and over and over. Now, and if you don't believe this works, it does work. I'm proof of this. I've mentioned my story briefly earlier. 5 years ago, next month will be 5 years I'm in Ambit Energy. I was working 110 hours a week. I owned seven different businesses, rental properties like crazy. I was working 110 hours a week. My options were absolutely closed. They were closed. I wasn't looking for something. Now, I want to tell you how my sponsor, my best friend, Nick Patterson, who's an executive consultant now up in Gouldsboro, Pennsylvania, I want to tell you exactly what Nick Patterson said to me. So if you're ever thinking, well, I know this guy is a business owner. He works 80 hours a week, 70 hours a week, 100 hours a week. He's real busy. He's not going to do the business. Folks, you're thinking wrong. That's the first guy on my list. You want to go after the busiest people, you know, because I wasn't open, but I'm going to tell you how Nick got me to see this. And once I seen that presentation, I signed up immediately. Ambit Energy is the best thing that I've ever seen in my life. I own multiple types of different traditional businesses. This is the best thing that I've ever seen. Now, I'm also going to tell you that I'm with Ambit now about 5 years. Let's call it 5 years. I could have been with Ambit 6 years ago. I turned down this opportunity. Something that I believe in more than anything in my life, a company, Ambit Energy, that I gave up almost everything else in my life to put everything I have into Ambit. I passed on this opportunity. Why? Someone did it the wrong way, and I passed on it. That's why we do these presentations. That's why I'm happy that everybody's in this web room today where we could help you and teach you to do it the right way. Somebody did it the wrong way to me 6 years ago, and I passed. Now, this guy 6 years ago was one of my childhood friends. I know this guy my entire life. At the time was over about 30 years. I knew this person almost. And this guy is an attorney, a lawyer. I trust him. I respect him. We've done business together before in the past. He called me up 6 years ago. And what did he do? He did it all the wrong way. So I'm going to give you an example of what this person did 6 years ago that made me pass on this. So if this sounds familiar, you do not want to do this. You do not want to continue to do this. Then once that's done, I'm going to tell you how I was presented differently while working 100 hours a week. So my friend called me up 6 years ago. I was working 100 hours a week. Hey Mike, how's it going? It's going good. Hey, listen, I just got started with this new company. It's called Ambit Energy. They're based out of Dallas, Texas, and they just starting to launch in the New York area. And I'm one of the first people who found out about it. And Mike, it's called energy deregulation, and it's brand new. We're able to save people money on their Con Edison bill, and we're able to go out there and build teams of people. And Mike, you're the first guy I'm calling. I know me and you doing this together, we can crush this thing. We could make a ton of money. And after a few minutes of this, I had to actually interrupt my friend and tell my friend, hold on, slow down a second. I was so confused. I was so lost. I didn't know what energy deregulation was. I told my friend, I really thank you for thinking about me. I really appreciate thinking about me, but I'm going to pass. I wish you the best of luck. But I passed on Ambit Energy, guys. Something I believe in more than anything. I went through the list. He went through it the wrong way, and I passed on this. Now, how do you think he feels? You know, I'm about to become a national consultant very soon, and because he did it the wrong way, you know, it didn't work. He quit the business. He is a guy who has so much success in life, so much credibility as a successful attorney, lawyer, real estate investor. He quit the business because he did it all the wrong way. I'm not sure, maybe he got the right training, didn't get the right training, but he did it the wrong way. He didn't follow a system that we have in place. That's why I'm out here teaching you these invites, because when you do it the right way, it works. It really, really does. So his invite was wrong. He tried to talk and explain the business, and it didn't work. Now, a year went by. This is 5 years ago. Nick Patterson's my best friend, okay? Nick Patterson knew I was working 110 hours a week. I owned three Carvel stores, a mortgage company, credit company, construction company, 20-something rental properties. My kids were one and two. I'd never seen them as it was. So my options were closed. Now, here's what Nick Patterson said to me. So if you have a crazy, crazy business owner or somebody who works a ton of hours, here's what you could say. Nick Patterson called me up 5 years ago. Hey Mike, Jen and I are looking to get started in a new business. And before I get started, you know, I value your opinion as a best friend and a business owner. Can you just do me a real big favor? Can you take a look at a quick 20-minute presentation tonight? And just give me your honest opinion if this is something that Jen and I should do. And if you could look at this tonight, and get an answer to me by first thing in the morning, I would really appreciate it. I'm not going to move forward until I hear from you first. So please just do me this big favor. He gave me the website. I went home that night. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I remember sitting in my den. I pulled up my desktop computer. I took out a yellow notepad. I remember it as clear as day. And I sat there watching this Energy 526 presentation, taking notes, thinking I'm gonna give Nick Patterson some advice on how to go out there, if he should do this Amber business or not do it, how to build it. And I watched the presentation. And when I seen that presentation, the Energy 526 video, I said, this is truly amazing. I couldn't wait to wake up in the morning, call Nick up. I hardly slept that night. I called him up. I says, Nick, not only are you doing this, I'm doing this with you as well. This is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Now, Nick did not ask me to become a consultant. He didn't give me a sales a pitch. He asked me as a best friend and a business owner to do him a favor and look at a presentation online to give him my opinion, to give me his, to give me him, he wanted me to give me my opinion if he should go out there and do this or not. And then what he did next was smart. He created urgency. He put a timeline on. He said, Mike, if you can do this tonight, and get me an answer by the morning, I'd really appreciate it. I need to make a decision. So he didn't need to have an exact answer by the morning, but he created urgency and he got me to see it that night. I got home at 2 o'clock in the morning and I sat there watching it, but I did it to help my friend. But see, the first guy tried to talk and explain it to me, and it didn't work. I passed. The second guy said very little, asked for my help, put a timeline on it, said, watch it tonight and get back to you by the morning. I really appreciate it. And he got me to see it. And I called him back and said, Nick, you're in. I'm in. This is great. Let's do it. So if you're out there trying to talk and explain it, it doesn't work. Easiest person to get in front of. Now, a lot of people join Ambit. They make a written list of people. And everybody always says to me, hey, Mike, I got this one guy. You know, if I land this one guy, oh, it's life changing. It's going to be over. He's going to be the next superstar in this company. And everybody focuses on this one big guy. And you know what? That guy's great. But that one big, powerful guy, he might be the most difficult for you to get in front of. All right, so you don't want to just sit around waiting for one big guy. I go to the easiest people first. I had consultants the first day I joined. You want to go out there and build this business as quick as possible. You want to get it going. You want to create your story in this business. Was it sound better saying, hey, I went out there and made regional consultant in less than a week. I made senior consultant in less than 2 months. I made executive consultant in less than 11 months. That's my story. I can go out there and tell people the same exact thing. Hey, when I got started, I made executive in 10 and a half months. I'm setting the pace. So you want to build this business quick. So don't just sit around and wait for one big potential whale because he might be the hardest person to get. Don't wait for that big grand slam. Go for base hits. Go for base hits, base hits, base hits, base hits, and eventually you'll land a home run. You'll land the grand slam. Take the little hits. Go to the people that are easiest for you to get in front of. They might not be the best qualified people, but go to your best friend. Go to your neighbor. Go to your siblings. Go to somebody from church. Go to the easiest people first. They might not be the best qualified people, but believe me, you'll start getting practice. You'll start going through it, and you're going to get better and better as you do it. So go to your prospects. Be confident. It's a numbers game. You want to show people as many as possible, as quick as possible, doing it the right way, not the wrong way. So I went to my closest friends. I remember the first day I joined, I got my car. I just seen an Energy 526 presentation. So what did I do? As I was driving from my one store to my other store, I passed my friend's house. I seen his car was home. I knocked on his door. I told my friend Chris, I said, Chris, you got to see this thing. This is amazing. And I had a DVD in my hand. I took that DVD, put it in his DVD player. I hit play. We watched it together. My friend signed up on the spot. I told him, this is the best thing I've ever seen. Do you want to become part of it? And my friend joined immediately. Him and I got in a car together, drove to another friend's house. Two of us knocked on the door, and we had two big smiles on our face and said to this next guy, Richie, you got to see this thing. It's incredible. And we got Richie to see the presentation. He became a consultant. These guys were not the best qualified people, but they were friends who I knew I can get in front of quickly and easily. They were good friends of mine. I pretty much showed up at their house, and I got them to see it. I made phone calls to other people that I'm friendly with who trusted me, respected me, who I knew I can just show up at their house, be excited, and show them a presentation. So work with the base hits. Base hits, singles. Don't try for the home run and the grand slam every single time. They will come. They are good. But you want to show as many people as possible. It's a numbers game. You want to show this to everybody you can think of on your list. Ask for a favor. Now, Nick Patterson asked me for a favor, five years ago, got me to see the presentation. It worked. I'll give you another story. I have somebody by the name of Steve in my business. Now, when I first started, I called up the guy Steve, and Steve and I have a great relationship. I tried to give Steve a good invitation, and he cut me off. He goes, "Let me guess, you're calling about Ambit." I said, "Yeah. How'd you know that?" He goes, "Well, so and so already called me, and they told me all about it." I'm like, "Oh man." So I'm thinking to myself, somebody ruined it. Somebody called him up, and rather than giving Steve an invite, they tried to explain the business, and they ruined it for Steve. And then you're like, "Mike, I know all about it. I'm not interested in getting customers or consultants or building a team. I work for the city of New York, and I'm not interested." And I says, "Well, did you see a presentation?" He goes, "Well, no, I didn't." Well, I said, "Steve, if you haven't seen a presentation, you don't know anything about it." "Well, no, I know it involves getting customers and getting consultants. I'm not interested." So I tried. I brought out every trick that I can to get this person to see it, and he wouldn't give in because somebody ruined it for him. So here's what I did. I'm now about 5, 6 months into the Ambit business. Okay, I'm a senior consultant. I'm trying to get to executive consultant. I asked for a favor. I called up my buddy Steve. So just think about it. If you have somebody in a situation like this who maybe you maybe messed up for in the past, maybe somebody else messed it up for them. I called up Steve. I said, "Steve, Mike, how's it going?" I said, "Steve, I need a big favor from you. Listen, I know that you're not interested in Ambit. I tried asking you a million times to see a presentation. Listen, lately I've been starting to give up on you. I've been not been bothering you as much as possible, but I need you to do me a really big favor." Steve, every time that you need a favor in the past, have I been there for you? Mike, every time you're always there for me. You're my good friend. Well, good. I want to cash in my favor. And this is important to me, Steve. I know you have no interest in Ambit, but I need you and your wife to do me a big favor. My business partner, Ray Monty, is coming in from Long Island. He's driving in 2.5 hours to come to Staten Island to do a presentation for me. Steve, I don't want you to come and look at the presentation. I just need you and your wife to come and fill 2 seats for me. I promised this guy that I was going to have a big turnout of people, and I can't have them traveling out here hours to have an empty room of people. So please, if you and your wife can come for an hour, just fill 2 seats for me and do me this huge favor. I promise you, Steve, I will never mention Ambit again to you. I'll never bother you with it again. I just need you to come. Will you help me out?" He says, "Yeah, sure, I'll come for you." So now Thursday night, 7:30, Ambit presentation at the Hampton Inn Hotel. Ray Monty comes. I got Steve to come. I sat them in the front 2 seats. I thanked him for coming. I said, "Yeah, just smile. Make it look like you're paying attention." And I got him there. I got him there. Now, after seeing a Ray Monty presentation, they were pretty excited, I guess, because the second that presentation was over, Steve came running over to me in the back of the room and said, "Mike, I feel like an idiot. I should have listened to you 5, 6 months ago." He goes, "Do you have your laptop?" I said, "I do." He goes, "Great. Get it. Sign me up." He signed up. He became my fifth senior consultant that boosted me to executive consultant. I didn't give up. I got him to see that presentation by asking for a favor. I got him down there and he seen it. Once the person seen it, I knew it. Well, I knew I had to get him to see it. He became a consultant. Don't take no for an answer. I told you earlier, when do you cross the name off the list? I don't cross a name off my written list until that person sees the presentation. I will do whatever it takes to get somebody to see a presentation. Now, once somebody sees a presentation, I don't try to become a salesperson and give them some crazy strong closing technique. I don't chase them. I don't run after people. I do show the presentation to a lot of people. I personally sponsored, I guess, about 160 people now. That means I showed probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people the presentation. And some say yes, some say no. But I do whatever it takes to get somebody to see the presentation. I don't give up. I'm relentless. I will do anything to get them to see it. Once they see it, either they sign up or I don't pressure them no more. I don't. I move on to the next person. And you'll be surprised. Now it's 52 people that told me no, flat out no about Ambit, have called me back and have joined up in my executive group that told me no. 52. And I promise you, it'll be another 50 to 100 people over the next 5 years of people who told me no about this opportunity that will come back to me. Folks, if somebody tells you no now, it doesn't mean that they're never going to join. It might not be the right time in their life right now. People will watch you first. The more success you have, the more money you make, the longer you do this, more people will come back to you. They'll come back when you're a senior consultant. They'll come back when you're an executive consultant. They'll come back when you're a national consultant. And now they're worth more money. I have told people about seeing presentations. I told friends, listen, John, I don't care if you do this or not, but I do care that you take a look at this presentation. Once you see this, if this is not for you, that's fine. But John, I am not going to give up until you see it. So do you want me to call you every day for a year straight and annoy you every day? Or do you want to just get it over with and meet me for 30 minutes? Let me show you the presentation. If it's for you, great. We partner up, we make money. If not, we shake hands and we're best friends again. But I'm not going to stop until you take a look at this. Folks, I do anything to get them to see it. Once they see it, either they join or they don't. I don't pressure them. I don't do no special closing techniques. I don't annoy them, but I will do whatever it takes to get somebody to see that presentation. All right, part-time energy business. And this is something that I love talking about. I love teaching this, and it works. It really does. This is a technique that I've been using for a while now. And I had to recruit probably a couple dozen people just using these words, part-time energy business. Now, I'm going to give you an example of probably two different scenarios that I use this for. And one of them, I was in the park one day with my son. And my son and I were actually at the YMCA park. And this is a few years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago. I'm at the park with my son, and we're playing on the swings and going down the slides. And I see a gentleman come into the park, and he's with his son. Now, obviously, I want to mention Ambit Energy into my conversation somehow. I want to see if he's interested in making some money. But what I don't want to do, I don't want to sound like an annoying, creepy salesperson type of person. Just think about it. Imagine being in a park with your son, and all of a sudden, some guy walks over to you. Hey, you want to become a consultant in this new company called Ambit? You know, we're the fastest growing company in America. And generally, people by nature tend to get defensive and say, "Nah, man, I'm okay. You know, let me get back to taking my kid on the slide." People by nature get defensive. People don't like to be sold things. People want to feel comfortable, you know, in everything that they're doing. So I don't want to sound like an annoying salesperson. Imagine walking up your street in your neighborhood one day, and all of a sudden some guy's walking towards you with a briefcase, and all of a sudden he stops you and he's pulling out a set of knives, he's trying to sell you knives, he's trying to sell you some timeshare, he's trying to sell you something. Generally, we all say, I don't care what this guy's selling to me, I'm not buying. So you do not want to sound like an annoying salesperson. I use a totally different reverse psychology method, and it works incredible. So here's what this guy does. I'm in the park with my son, and he walks in with his son, and obviously I want to mention Ambit in the conversation, but I want to do it the right way. So obviously, I want to start a conversation, and obviously, this guy started a conversation with me. He started talking to me first. He said, "Hey, you look familiar." And I said, "Yeah, you look familiar too." And we found out we played in the same football league together at one point in time. So we just started talking. Now, what I want out of this conversation is I want the person to ask me what I do for a living. Okay, so I asked him how old his son was, what's his son's name. He said, "Well, how old is your son? What's your son's name?" I said, "What school does your son go to? What school does your son go to?" And we started talking a little bit. I want to gain trust with this person. I want him to feel comfortable around me. But going through this conversation, I want him to ask me what I do for a living. And if he doesn't ask me, I'll eventually ask him, "Well, what do you do for yourself? What do you do for a living?" He'll answer the question, and then common courtesy, he'll say, "Well, what do you do?" But this guy said to me first, he says, "Hey, Mike," now after feeling comfortable with me, he says, "Hey, what do you do for a living?" And here's what I do. And I always mention my current occupation first. So even though I had a lot of businesses, I didn't say all of them, I mentioned to him, I said, I own a Carvel ice cream store, and I have a part-time energy business. So what do you do?" And he goes, "Energy business?" See, he knew what Carvel ice cream was. Carvel's a big franchise ice cream name. He knew that. But he wasn't familiar with part-time energy business. So, and I said to him right away, "What do you do?" And he comes back to me and says, "Energy? What do you mean? Like windmill power or solar power?" I said, no, I help people get free gas and free electricity, and I get paid for it. So what do you do? Tell me. He goes, hold on a second. He goes, you mean to tell me that you get people free gas and free electricity and you get paid for it? I said, yes. So what do you do? And he goes, hold on a second. And he didn't know what to say. So I asked him, do you keep your options open on making additional income? And after hearing that, he goes, yeah, of course I do. I said, listen, I got to get my son home from the park right now. I got to get him home for to do whatever he had to do. But I made up an excuse. I wanted to get myself out of that scenario. I didn't want to get stuck trying to do a presentation in the park. It wasn't the right time. I didn't have my presentation laptop on me or the DVD player. So I wanted to get out of there. I took my son away from that park to get out of that situation. And yes, we were only there 10 minutes. I felt bad. I did take my son to a different park, but I wanted to get some interest from this person. And I told this person that, hey, here's my business card, my phone number on it. Do you happen to have a business card with your number on it? He gave me his number. I met him later on that night at a presentation, showed it to him. He signed up and became a consultant. The word part-time is so powerful because that person is thinking, well, I can do something part-time. So I always mention my current occupation first. So I said, I own a Carvel ice cream store, but I have a part-time energy business. So what do you do? So rather than me sounding like an annoying salesperson, I'm just talking to him. I'm answering his question because didn't he or did he not ask me what I do for a living? He did. So I'm saying to him, well, I own a Carvel ice cream store and I have a part-time energy business. So what do you do? And I want to see what type of interest he has. And 95% of people will say, energy business? What do you mean? Like, what do you mean part-time energy business? And I say, I help people get free gas and free electric and I get paid for it. So what do you do? And I change the situation, change the conversation. And they all come back to me and say more. I help people get free gas and free electric, and I get paid for it. Now, if you're doing this, don't give a presentation by talking and explaining it. Get the person's number, meet them at a specific appointed time that day or the next day. Don't ever say next week. You got to have a right now mentality. Everything I do is the same day or the next morning, the latest. You got to have a just do it right now mentality. So I met that guy, showed the presentation, he became a consultant. I'm gonna give you another example. I'm in my Carvel ice cream store. June will be 3 years. Was it June? I believe it was June. It was Father's Day. I don't even know what Father's Day is. I'm a dad. So I think it was June. 3 years ago in June, I'm in my Carvel ice cream store. This is when I worked in my Carvel store. Busiest day of the year in Carvel. Line out the door, selling fudgy to wheels like crazy. I see a familiar face come into my store as a customer, and I realize it was my friend John, who I haven't seen in over 10 years. So right away, I go over and say, John, how you doing? How you been? Obviously, I want to mention Ambit in my conversation, but what I don't want to do is I don't want to sound like an annoying person. Hey, John, haven't seen you in 10 years. Hey, do you want to become a consultant and get free energy and make money? Right away, he's going to be like, nah, Mike, I'm okay. Good seeing you. And you know what? I might chase him away from Carvel forever. I don't want to sound like that annoying salesperson. So I do want to mention Ambit in my conversation somehow. So here's what we do. We start talking. Oh, John, how you doing? Oh, it's my dad's birthday. It's Father's Day. Do you have any kids? Are you married? What's going on? And I want him to ask me what I do for a living. And after talking and talking and talking, here's what John says. Now he's in my Carvel ice cream store. He says to me, hey, Mike, besides Carvel, what else do you got going on with yourself? And I'm thinking, couldn't this get any easier? Is there a hidden camera? Because this is too easy at this point. I said, John, it's funny you shall ask. I said, I own this Carvel. I own another Carvel in Newdorp, but I have a part-time energy business. So what do you do, John? Tell me. And he goes, energy business? Like windmill power, solar power? I said, no, John, I help people get free gas and free electricity, and I get paid for it. So what do you do? Tell me. And he goes, you help people get free electricity with Con Ed and National Grid, and you get paid for it? I said, yes, I do. So what do you do? And he started stuttering. He was mumbling. He didn't know what to say. And he was like, how? And I basically said, John, do you keep your options open on making additional income? He said, yeah, of course I do. And I said, John, it's Father's Day. As you can see, the line's out the door. You just told me it was your dad's birthday as well. Why don't you go home, spend time with your dad and your family? I gotta get back to work. Let's meet up tomorrow. Let me show you the presentation. Here's my business card, my phone number on it. Let me get your card. I got his card. I met him the next day. I showed John the presentation properly at a scheduled appointed time. John became a consultant. John became an executive consultant in my business, and I think about just under thir just over a year, just under 13 months, John Nicola became an executive consultant by using part-time energy business. And John's business is just growing and growing and growing every day from using the simple word part-time energy business. I'll give you one more thing before we go. Now, a lot of people, we have a lot of people having success in this company. We just had an awesome call last night. Dr. Ari and Barbara Benyishe, orthopedic spine surgeon. Great conference call. So a lot of people say, Mike, well, I got an orthopedic surgeon. I got a doctor. I got a dentist. How do I approach these people? And you know what? I sort of have a great way to approach them, I think. I think I'm pretty good at inviting people and saying you need a different type of approach for different types of people. Just think about it. If you're going to approach, I have a lot of Carvel employees that are 18 years old, right? So, and then I gave you an approach before about how to approach a business owner, millionaire person. Just think if I took the same two approaches and switched them. Imagine me at 35 asking one of my Carvel employees, 18 years old, hey, I admire you as a business person. Can you just give me an opinion and some suggestions on how to build this? It wouldn't make no sense. Or asking one of my Carvel employees to go out there and let's make some money together. If you mixed up a couple different invites, it wouldn't make sense. So here's what I would say to somebody else. So let's say you go into your doctor or dentist for an appointment. All right, you let them do their appointment first. And now, after the appointment is over, you might say something nice and compliment them. Hey, doc, you did a great job. My teeth feel better. My cold feels better. Say something nice to the person. And then here's what I would say to the person. Here's what I would say to the doctor. Hey, doc, listen, I just want to ask you have another 2 minutes to spare? Ask if they have 2 minutes to spare at that point. He might be in a rush out to get to the door to the next patient, but just ask him if he has 2 minutes real quickly, and that's all you need is 2 minutes. So say, doc, listen, I just started a part-time business recently. I'm really excited about it, but the reason why I'm bringing this up to you is because there's a lot of other doctors and orthopedic surgeons and dentists that are in this business with me. They're doing it on a part-time basis and they're having a lot of success on doing it. So, do you keep your options open on other business opportunities? And you wait for an answer. See, the key part of this, guys, this is where you have to learn how to do this. Once you get this little technique, it works. You have to sort of see, I don't know what you do for a living. I'm a business owner. I sell ice cream cones. I did mortgages. So a doctor might be thinking, well, I'm a doctor. You're just an ice cream maker. Okay? And you have to try to paint a picture of letting him or her, as a doctor or surgeon or dentist, seeing themselves in a particular scenario. So you want to paint the picture first. So I tell the person, I tell the doctor, hey doc, I started a part-time business recently. I'm really excited about it. The reason why I'm bringing this up to you is, and here's the most important part, is because there are other doctors and surgeons and dentists that I know that are doing this business with me on a part-time basis, and they're having a lot of success doing this part-time. Do you keep your options open to new business opportunities? So you have to paint that picture first. It's so important. See, one doctor could talk to another doctor from doctor to doctor. But if you're not a doctor or a surgeon and you're like me or just or a business owner, if you're a school teacher, a cop or fireman or nurse, you have to paint the picture of going to a doctor like that or a dentist or an orthopedic surgeon. And saying, hey, I've been working this business part-time. I'm excited about it. There's other doctors and dentists and surgeons that are doing this with me on a part-time basis. Do you keep your options open? So you want to use that first before you ask if they keep their options open. You'll see the difference instead of you just saying, hey, I started a part-time business. Do you keep your options open? Paint that picture for them first. It's like, all right, you're going to an attorney. You're going to sit down, you're calling up your lawyer, you're calling up your attorney. you're going to paint the same picture. You go to your attorney, say, hey, John, listen, I started a part-time business recently. I'm really excited about it. The reason I'm bringing this up to you is because there's a lot of other attorneys and lawyers that are working the same business that I am on a part-time basis, and they're having an incredible success doing it. Do you keep your options open on making additional income? So add that little part into your invite when you're targeting a specific person, and we do have some people in Ambit to back it up. You know, attorneys, you have Rob Marchioni building a huge, massive organization as an attorney up in Albany for the court system. We have Dr. Ari Ben-Yeshe. We have orthopedic surgeon Phil Schrank. We have a lot of other doctors. We have Ralph Napoli, foot doctor, podiatrist. We have a lot of people on the team that are having a ton of success as attorneys, as doctors, as surgeons. So use that strategy and it works. It really does. It's 9:34. I'll be going on for a little bit over an hour. I do appreciate everybody getting on it today. I hope I was able to help you and add value to your business. I usually do this the first Monday of every single month. Every Monday from now on, we do web presentations 6 days a week, but we have a great thing that we do now, thanks to John Haas, Ray Monty. Every Monday night, we put together an all-star of cast, and we do a special training really on one topic. Tonight was more about how to invite, how to be a master recruiter. So every single Monday, it's not going to be the same six-step training. You are going to get great specific training on a specific topic from the best of the best, from John Haas to Bob Granger, Dave Wilkerson, Ray Monty, the best people on our team. Hope I don't leave anybody out, but we're going to give out great trainings every single Monday. I appreciate everybody being on here. Let's go out there. Let's make 2013 the best year ever. I have a little bit of time. I'm actually in Pennsylvania at somebody else's house after a meeting using somebody's computer and Wi-Fi. So I don't have that much time for a ton of questions. I could maybe answer a few if you have. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night. All right. You're welcome to everybody. Kurt Curran. Wow. Kurt Curran is in the room. Great to see you, Kurt. Norbit, you're welcome, Norbit. A lot of people. You're welcome, everybody. It's going way too fast for me to read everything. I'm trying to see if there's any questions in here. And everybody on here, I'm actually doing a live training at my Staten Island Training Center this Saturday, April 13th, at my Staten Island Training Center from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'll go over a lot more inviting stuff like this. I basically teach some different how to get the people who say maybe off the fence into the business. That's a great thing. You know, people see the presentation. Some say yes, some say no, some say maybe. So I'll teach on how to get people off the fence and into your business. So I am having a training this Saturday, April 13th at my Staten Island, New York Training Center. If you want tickets, shoot me an email, info@ambitenergytrainingcenter.com, info@ambitenergytrainingcenter.com. You could also read the email that goes out from Ray Monty for the EC Factory updates. You'll see all the info, all the different topics that I'm going to speak about. But it's from 9 to 1. It's $10 a ticket. We still have some more seats. I'd love to see everybody come on out. Dottie, Florida, what do you say to people in states that don't have Ambit Energy? I call them up the same exact way. Present it. I don't, when I call them, I don't make it like it's a bad thing that they're in a different state. I don't even mention that we're not in their state yet. I go through the same exact presentation, the same exact way. I show them the 9 states that Ambit is in, and I let them come back to me and say something. I have people join every week from Florida, from all different states that we're not currently in yet. And it happens. I present it the same exact way, and I might show them examples how a lot of people are building this business from non-deregulated areas and having a ton of success. So show it the same exact way. Debbie, how do you recommend building confidence? Just going out there and doing this. I tell people, go out there, start showing presentations. You know, if you might be fearful, go out there and say, you know what, over the next few days, I'm going to go out there and show 5 presentations. You know what, if I don't get anybody, who cares? I'm going to go out there and I'm going to start trying to improve myself. I might go out there and start talking, but about Ambit, I want to talk about myself. Not saying do the presentation, but just talk about your belief level. Say this is something that I believe in. It's something that I'm really passionate about. And let people see it. But the more you do this, the more money you make, The more promotions you get, the more confident you're going to get. So really just by going out there and doing it, and the faster you can get to that high confidence level, the better. Some people get there in a week. Some people get there in a month. Some people get there in a year. Some people get there in 5 years. Some people never get there. So the faster you can get to that high confidence level, the better your business will grow. Hey Mike, what is on your business card? I have two different cards, Keith, actually. One of my cards, they both have Ambit Energy on the front. On the back of one card, it has my three questions with the website. That's the one I carry around where if I'm in a different state, a different area, and I'm talking to a guy who did my oil change, for instance, and I was up in Rochester, I was getting an oil change, I basically hand somebody my blue business card that says Ambit Energy on the front. And basically, I show the person the card, and I said, "Hey, you ever hear of this company?" "No, I haven't." "Read the back of that card." And it has the three questions on the back. And I let the person read the three questions. I watch their facial expression. I watch their body language, and I see if somebody is interested in making money. My other business card basically just has Ambit on the front, my name, and my phone number. Now, if I'm gonna make an appointment with somebody, basically, I give them that card. It doesn't have my website on it, but I know I'm going to make an appointment to meet this person face to face. If you go to the website, ambitbusinesscards.com, ambitbusinesscards.com, or ambitpowertools.com, they both go to the same site. You could actually see the business card in there. If you go to ambitbusinesscards.com or Ambit Power Tools, that's where me and my team get all our cards from. You can actually see there's a blue business card with orange writing with three questions on the back. What is also a white card with royal blue writing. That's the one I have without, and you'll see the front and back. That's the one that I have without the three questions on the back. Also, Keith, you can give me a call or email me. I could talk more about it, but it's just a simple card. I mean, I just actually got a guy I'm recruiting now just the other day at a restaurant. After the restaurant, I was talking to him. He was the manager, and I basically just handed the guy my card, put it in his hand, and said, "Hey, you ever hear of this company?" He said, "No, I haven't heard of it." I said, "Read the back of that card." He read the back of the card. It was the three questions. I'm doing a presentation for the person tomorrow at 12:30. And it was a complete stranger, but I could guarantee you that 99% the person is signing up. See, I go into every presentation, every appointment, confident that every person is going to sign up on the spot, pretty much. And you'll see. Hope that answered your question, Keith. Well, Peter, Sean, any luck approaching strangers? I just gave you one example. I probably had to recruit 30 to 40, if not more, strangers in my life just by going, handing them a business card. "Hey, you ever hear of this company?" "No, I haven't." "Read the back of that card." So the card with the three questions were great. AmbitBusinessCards.com or AmbitPowerTools.com. It's the same website. You'll see there's a blue card with three questions on the back. There's a few cards with the three questions. That's as simple as it is. Have you ever heard of this company? "No, I haven't." "Well, read the back of that card. Does it make sense to you?" And I can't tell you how many dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of people I recruited, strangers, from just basically handing them a business card. Laurie and Mark, what's my biggest objection? People making excuses for themselves that they're going to fail at this business. I really believe that the presentation makes sense to 95% of people that see this business. The only reason people don't join is they don't have enough confidence and their belief in themselves that they could actually go out there and do this business and make it happen. So rather than people telling you, "Hey, I'm afraid of failing," people will come back and say, "I don't have the time." You know what? They could find time. You could find time for anything in life that's important. You could find time. People will say, "I don't have the money." You know what? That's another excuse. They probably do have the money, or they can get the money. People are just afraid of failure. So rather than saying, "Hey, I don't think I could be successful at Ambit. I think I'm going to fail, so I'm not going to become a consultant." So people will make up a different excuse, and usually it's not the right excuse. They'll make something up just to tell you no. So once you learn how to handle different objections and stuff, if somebody says, "I don't have the time issue," then remind them of my story. Say, "Hey, my partner Mike Obey was working 110 hours a week. We had two little children, but he found 10, 20 minutes at a time, and he's able to go out there and build this business." So we'll learn different techniques on how to go out there, how to handle different objections. When a doctor says yes, what do I do next? At that point, make an appointment, schedule, let them to, I would try to meet them in person, come back, bring a Success from Home magazine, show them the DVD, turn to the back of the magazine and show them Ari and Barbara Benyashe's story as a successful orthopedic spine surgeon. Show the presentation the same exact way. If you ask them if they keep the Rob, if you ask them to keep their options open, they immediately respond off the time, then their options aren't open. Ask them to become a customer. But the majority of the people will say, yes, I keep my options open. If they tell you right away, I don't have time, then great, they're not the right person. You don't want to show something to a person who's not open. You want to find open-minded people who are willing to take a look at it. At that point, get them as a customer, and that's it. Move on. Joe, how do you get tickets? Just shoot me an email, info at ambitenergytrainingcenter.com. Info at ambitenergytrainingcenter.com, or read the email that Ray Monty sends out. There's more information on there, talking about some of the different topics that I might do, more inviting, how to get the maybes off the fence into the business, how to build the right mental mindset, how to prepare for this stuff. Four sons, there's a ladies' night out I'll be attending. I'm very new to Ambit. What do you recommend? Four sons, sometimes there's a right place and a wrong place to do things. Not sure what the ladies' night out involves. If the ladies' night out involves drinking, dancing, partying, I would not even mention it at that time. You want to do the things the right way. You don't want to rush through this the wrong way. It's probably not going to work. So if it is some I don't know what type of night it might be, but you want to get people. I'd rather you almost not mention it at a ladies' night out. I might get their phone number if you don't have it already. Say, hey, listen, I know this is might maybe not the right time to talk, but hey, can I get your phone number? I wanted to call you tomorrow or over the weekend and talk to you about something different. So you want to do it in the right way at the right time. You don't want to rush it and do it the wrong way because you'll burn through all those prospects real quick. Heather calls for someone to sees it and wants to look into it themselves. At that point, if they see the presentation on a DVD or a website video, I would try to direct them to a local meeting at that point. If somebody says, hey, I like it, but I need to get more information, you want to then do the validation step is getting them to a local meeting. When they come to the local meeting, they're going to see doctors and lawyers and dentists and business owners, stay-at-home moms, high school students, college students. They're going to come to that live meeting and see all these professional people, all these regular everyday people having a lot of success in Ambit, and I'm gonna say, wow, this is actually believable. This is the validation step that I needed to see. But if they want to look into it themselves, you could actually point them in the right direction. Maybe send them the Inc. 500 magazine article. Maybe show them the direct selling news that we were just voted 14th largest in the world, billion-dollar company. So show them what we want them to see to ease. Say, hey, listen, to make it easier for you, I have a couple things that I could show you right now. Talking about Ambit Energy. Christina, so after you give the business card and ask them to read the three questions on the back, do you ask them if they're open to new business opportunities? The three questions on the back, pretty much, it says, how many people do you know to use electricity and gas? Would they rather pay less for it to get it for free? If I could show you a way to earn money and bonuses and residuals, then it says if you answered yes to these questions, take 20 minutes to watch a website. That's on my business card. At that point, by question number two, I can look at their facial expression and see if they're interested or not. Once they're reading those questions and their eyes light up and then they start drooling, I say, great, John, do you keep your options open? Again, I do ask that question at that point. Yes, great. Can you look at it right now? No. How about tonight? How about tomorrow morning? And I'll do it as soon as possible. Kim Savino, info at ambitenergytrainingcenter.com. That's the website that's up there. David and Elizabeth, I don't ever run out of people to talk to because I have a team of people. My consultants all have lists of people. I can't keep up with all the appointments I'm doing. So if you go out there, you run out of people. If you sponsor one person, that person has 100 contacts, 200 contacts. If you keep getting consultants to join and you could work with your team and work with their list, it's never-ending amount of contacts. But yes, I do talk to people. I do recruit a lot of people. Not as much as I did, a year, 2, 3 years ago, as I do now. My team keeps me so busy that I can't recruit as much as I used to. But I can almost recruit like effortlessly because I just go out there, I start conversations with people, I talk to people, I get to know people, and I get them asking me about what I do for a living, part-time energy business like I went over before, or I hand somebody a business card. This guy at the restaurant was a complete stranger. I said, hey, you ever hear of this company? Looks at the card and says, no, I haven't. Read the back of that card. Boom, he'll be a consultant tomorrow. It's 12:30 appointment, 1 o'clock, he's a consultant. I could guarantee. Evan, how much you time spending newbies? As much as they want, as much training as they want. You know, I had a guy join a few years ago who I spent like 12 hours in one day with this person. I seen how bad he wanted it. I seen his commitment level. He said he would do whatever I told him to do. And I helped this person make executive in 4.5 months. You know, but to me, it was worth it. I spent the whole entire Sunday from 8 a.m. to like 8 p.m. with this one person, going over everything, but we started showing people like crazy, and I helped him get to an executive consultant in 4.5 months. So you spend as much as I want people to call me on my team and say, hey, listen, I want help. I want some training. I want to find the hungry people. So if you have somebody that's willing to spend a lot of time with you, do it. You know, but the more you can help them and teach them, the better off it is for you and them in the long run. All right. I was glad I was able to help everybody answer any questions. It's 10 o'clock. All right. I'm actually sitting in somebody's house right now. I got to actually get back on the road and drive back to Staten Island tonight. But it was a pleasure, you know, training and answering any questions that you guys have. Hopefully I covered it all. Again, if you want to come to the training this Saturday in Staten Island, I go over a lot of similar stuff, more in detailed info at AmbitEnergyTrainingCenter.com. Mary Euro, congratulations on executive consulting. I would mean to have been calling you. Congratulations, Mary. You really deserve it. You're a great person, great leader. You deserve it. Thank you. Great job. Keep it up. You're welcome, Diamond. Good night. Safe drive. Yeah, I'll be doing Amber calls the whole way home. You're welcome, Mary. Now you're off to national consultant. You'll make it happen. All right, everybody. I'm going to log off. Have a great night and talk to you all.